everybody. Welcome to the Joey and Amanda podcast. I'm Joey.
And I'm Amanda.
And that is the great Phil Stevens with the music. How's everybody doing? Hope everybody's doing well. Thank you for joining and for being here.
Thank you for being here, everybody.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Isn't it weird that like most podcasts or most podcast hosts, they don't see each other or hear from each other until they record the next time.
Yeah.
So they always do like the, hey, so how are you? How's everything going?
Yeah.
But I know. I mean,
we're together 24/7.
I don't think I've been physically away from you for longer than 20 minutes since March.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Back by popular demand. We have our non-expert advice. Second edition.
We had a lot that we did not get to last time we did this, and we kept getting them sent to us even after the podcast aired.
Yeah.
It just became kind of a thing in our DMs, so we decided to just do a second segment of it.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. I'm excited to hear them.
First question. How do you catch spiders?
That's true. I don't think I've ever seen you catch.
Oh, no.
No, no.
There's no catching and releasing for me. It's either a squish, a bang, a spray, or a flick, or a runaway.
I've never seen you flick one.
Remember? What? I did that the other day. I went.
No, that's a squish.
Well, okay, fine.
I'm getting technical.
I have flicked before. Privately, I have flicked. But you're a catch and releaser.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do it?
So you just grab, you can grab any container, but I think I don't really use plastic cup. Oh, sometimes I use plastic. Just a clear cup, whether it's plastic or glass, just use a clear cup so you can see where the spider is once you catch it. So just use a cup and just use a flat piece of paper you have nearby. You want it to be kind of sturdy, like a cardboard-ish, or maybe a piece of mail, not just a flimsy piece of paper. It'll get away. It needs to be sturdy. And you just cover it with a cup, and then you slide the piece of paper under it, and you take it outside.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then if you're like me, you follow her out and you squish it with your foot.
No.
Ready for the next question?
Mm-hmm.
My ex and I broke our 5-year relationship a year ago. We decided we want each other in our lives no matter what. However, now he's talking to someone new and I'm still not over us. We still have a very open communication, so he knows my struggle. Do you think it's possible to maintain a friendship after having such a passionate relationship? It seems so hard to imagine this new way of life, and I feel like we are still meant to be. I wish I truly knew what the future holds, or if I'm just hopelessly devoted and need to move on. Maybe I need a psychic and not an advice column. If you respond, please keep me anon. Yep, got you. Much love and support to the two of you. For context, we broke up mainly because of college and distance. I've since graduated.
Okay. So the thing is, I'm analyzing this whole situation.
Yeah.
And I think probably in 99% or most relationships, when two people have been together for that much time and are so intertwined within each other, they're always going to end their relationship. Not always, but a lot of the times they're going to say, you know, I care for you so much because, of course, you've been together for a long time. So you're going to want to keep that person in your life because you care for them naturally and you've gotten used to them. But since you have told me that this person is talking to somebody else or seeing somebody else,
that's
a big red flag for me, which means that person has moved on.
Yep.
So for you to move, but not only has that person moved on, but they are kind of dragging you along in case that doesn't work. And that's only my point of view. It can definitely, you know, I don't know all of the context, but that's the first thing that it sounds like to me. So I think that a healthy way to maneuver this whole situation would be to give yourself a year away from this person. You know, don't talk to them. I know it's going to be hard and you're used to them being in your life for a long time, but sometimes to see clearly, you need to really step back, not only in art, but in real life and in situations. So
get a new perspective.
You need to get a new perspective and you have to like kind of cut that attachment that you have. You're still going to care for this person. You're still going to be able to just in your mind, just give yourself kind of like a deadline, like 1 year from now, let's see where we both are. There's nothing stronger that I believe in that everything is meant to happen the way that it is. And if two people are meant to be, then they will find each other.
Right.
And we've seen that happen so many times. You have somebody in your family that they dated when they were younger. They broke up. They dated other people.
Yep.
Now they're married and have a child.
And another one on the way.
And another one on the way.
That's right.
So I've seen those cases happen so many times. So I think that would be the healthiest. That would be my advice because it's just unfair to you. And I'm sure that your heart like hurts whenever you hear that he is hanging out with somebody else. And it just doesn't feel fair to you. So that's my piece of advice.
I think you nailed it. I have nothing really to add. And what's nice about it is you said that you do have a very open communication with each other. So if you can explain that to him, then he should hopefully understand that and respect it as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that, I mean, gosh, you nailed it. You nailed it. Do I have anything to add? No. Moving on.
I wish you guys can see Joey's facial expressions. They crack me up so much.
Somebody needs some help staying within the budget when buying furniture and stuff for your home.
All right. I'll let you start.
Me?
Yeah.
You buy the stuff that you need? I don't know. I think you've been really good about this with our home.
I'll pick something and then I'll show Joey like, hey, what do you think? And thankfully, you like my taste.
Yeah. Definitely. But you're good with being like, okay, this is something that we spend up on. This is something that we go to IKEA on. This is something that we blah, blah, blah. This is something that we did a duh.
That we wait on.
So I was going to say what you do. But
okay.
No, that's it. That's.
Oh. So this is my thought process behind it is first off, before you start buying things for your home, you want to keep a certain amount of money that makes you feel at ease and comfortable in the bank. So Joey and I have a certain number that we're just like, okay, for 6 months we can live comfortably off of this and we feel good about it. That's just like a rule of thumb I've talked about before when you're an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
So anyways, we don't want to pass that. So let's say you have extra and you want to spend money on items in your home. There are certain stores that you can really get a good deal. Now, this is more for the U.S. Unless it's international. I'm not really too sure if some of these stores are where you are.
Yeah.
But I personally really like TJ Maxx, Ross, and Home Goods for certain items. Mm-hmm. Like, actually, both these little side tables. I've seen them in other places for like a couple $100. We bought them for probably 30 each. Yeah. So those type of stores are good for little items like that. You also want to stick with quality. Like these are real wood and metal. So you can get some bargains like that. If it wasn't COVID season, I would definitely say thrifting. I love thrifting. Right now, a lot of the thrift stores are closed. So we haven't been able to do that. Mm-hmm. A lot of markets and all that. But yeah, so I would just say get what you need, what you absolutely need, and then wait on a couple things. So for example, for us, or not only what you need, but what makes you happy and what's a priority to you. It might not be a priority to your neighbor, but to you. So for us, it was our backyard furniture. The first thing we splurged on was like our lounge chairs, our day bed, our coffee table and our couch out there.
And cooped up in an apartment.
Yeah.
We finally had a yard and we were like, we're going all out on the yard.
Yeah. So we're like, okay, we want to spend a lot of time outside. It's been too many years. Like Joey said, we've been cooped up. So we did that. So I think that whatever's very important to you, definitely work on that first. Also, another piece of advice that we've gotten along the way from a lot of people is don't rush into it and just buy things to fill up your home. Like, be thoughtful about what you want to purchase.
Yeah, this is what I definitely wanted to hit on.
Yeah, just be thoughtful. You want everything to kind of have a meaning, or you want to really... A
story or...
Yeah, or you want to invest in nice items. So, you know, like the side tables or little things like that, you know, that's fine. To get at these stores. But for example, our dining table, which is coming next week, we're getting from RH, Restoration Hardware. It's a more expensive dining table, but it's something that it's going to last us generations. Yeah. And we have a cabinet from there coming in soon. So yeah, we've been eating at our coffee table for the past month. We really wanted to just save up and invest in like our dining situation. So yeah, also we don't even have nightstands right now because we don't want to just buy any nightstand. You know, we want something that we absolutely love. We want to invest a little bit more. So what was the question again?
just staying within your budget. But I think you got it. I think that's great. Is not like rushing. Let's review here. Like not rushing into things just to have them.
Mm-hmm.
Getting things that you not necessarily need, but I guess your soul needs for right now, mm-hmm. like for your happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Get those things first.
Yeah.
And then have a number in your bank account that you will not go below.
Yes, very important.
My boyfriend and I have talked about getting married, but he hasn't proposed yet. Should I do it? Oh. Did you write this from the past?
That really does sound like me. We actually had this conversation. It's funny that you ask us, like, should I propose? Ask him. Like, I know you want the surprise, but at the end of the day, I genuinely was thinking, I think I might propose to Joey because he wasn't doing it. But then a part of me thought, do I propose to him, or is it going to make him so flustered? And like, is this something that he really wanted to do?
Yes.
So I brought it up and I was like, well, you know, I've been thinking about it, and should I propose to you, or are you going to propose to me?
I'm like, I'm working on it. Let me give a little bit.
You weren't really working on it until I brought it up.
But let me give a little bit of my perspective here.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It could be the same situation as this fella in the story here. Because so for me, we talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
We had talked about it previously, getting married. And obviously you knew that I wanted to propose to you. So here's why. I have no experience in proposing. But what I did always envision is that it felt spontaneous, and it had like magic, and it had an element of surprise, and it just to have that like euphoric thing, and I always just imagined that's what it was gonna have. So in my mind, and maybe I was wrong about this, in my mind, I felt like if we kept talking about it, or if I told you that this is blah, 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 that it was going to lose that thing.
Right.
So to me, it was like, I didn't want to talk about it. I didn't want to bring it up. I just wanted to do it. So that's part one. Part two is the doing it part. I wanted it to be perfect. I wanted to have all my ducks in a row. I wanted to, you know, like the plan to be perfect, the all of that good stuff, the timing, all of that. Mm-hmm. So I was like waiting for the perfect time, which, you know, you could wait forever. So I needed a little kick in the butt from you that was like, all right, what's going on?
I was about
here?
To say, if I didn't say anything, we would still not even be married or engaged.
So I admit like I was wrong about like waiting for like the moment, because I just made
you
the
have
moment.
To make the moment.
Right.
Yeah.
And I learned that. Like I was, you know, maybe like a little bit naive.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope that could shine a little bit of light on. I mean, that's what my
maybe
perspective
you can
was.
Listen to this and put it on speaker or something. Is that what you say?
Take your headphones out for that one question and oh, that's so funny. I wonder who asked that question. That's weird. So yeah, look, I don't know if that's what's happening with the guy in this story. If it is, I get it. Let me just say one more thing to anybody listening, any fellas out there that are in the situation, time's ticking. Time's ticking. So you got to make the moment. You said it. And I think that was exactly right. You can't wait for the moment. You got to make the moment.
Yeah. And I was also going to say, though, I do think it's good to just ask him, like, hey, because if you genuinely want to propose to him,
right,
like, maybe he's down for that, yeah, and right, he doesn't
totally
mind.
Totally.
I do think that it's something you should have communication and you, yep, shouldn't just do. Because if I just proposed to Joey, I don't know if, like, he'd ever get over it, or, like, I don't know if he'd ever feel like, I don't know if that's something that he was looking forward to.
And it was, right?
Oh, so if God, I would have, yeah, proposed to you, you probably would have been like, your brain would have been so flipped, like I can't even imagine.
I
would have
felt like I was dreaming. Like, no, this isn't how it's supposed to be. I had a plan.
Yeah. So, yeah,
I think you're right. And yeah, thank God that's a good point, because you saying to me, I mean, should I just do it? Or like, that was a huge kick in the butt. It's like, all right.
Yeah.
It's go time.
So I think that if you're listening to this, you know, just because you talk about it doesn't mean that it's not going to be special and it's not going to be a surprise, because, yeah, you can talk about it, but it can happen any moment you're not expecting.
Right.
Actually, I already knew Joey. I already knew the month he was going to propose, because Joey was like, oh, I don't know, maybe when you get back from the trip, or like, he literally was just like teasing me. So I went on this trip literally thinking that we were going to get engaged sometime later after when I got back. And he flipped my brain because he proposed while I was away. He actually, there's a whole proposal podcast episode on it. But yeah, so what I'm trying to say is, if you talk about it, it doesn't mean that it's not going to be a surprise.
Yes, true.
Just want to say that, because I feel like people, like you said, they might not want to talk about it specifically for that reason, but then there's like miscommunication.
Right. I want to make that really clear. I was naive in thinking that, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Hey guys, I love your podcast. In regards to Amanda's story request, I'd love some non-expert advice on nurturing self-growth. I'm 21, newly graduated, and I'm feeling uncertain in myself. The relationships that held in my teens, I have either outgrown or have faded away. And I'm feeling a little alone and even lonelier in the fact that I didn't find my people at university, despite trying many clubs and societies. With COVID and the need to distance, this feeling has been exacerbated, and I feel strange for not having a close group of friends at my age or even during university. I can't help but feel like I've failed, since most people say this is the best time of your life. How do you navigate these feelings and insecurities at this stage of life? You guys are wonderful. Thank you for taking the time to make these podcasts, especially in quarantine. Thank you for your kind words.
Yeah, thank you for being here.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. And thank you for sending this in.
Yeah, I can relate to that. When I was like high school, they say it's so fun. And Joey talks about how fun his high school experience was. And I didn't have that experience. And I never made really close friends in high school. I don't even remember half of my high school experience. So I think that you shouldn't compare yourself.
Yes,
because
this is what I was going to. Yep.
Yeah, because every single person is going to have a different experience. And who knows, you might find your group of people later on in life, and like a job that you end up taking.
Yep.
Or let's say you end up having a child, and once your child goes to school, mm-hmm, you become friends with the parents, or there's so many things that are going to happen in the future that you don't know. So that's something exciting. So instead of kind of thinking about what didn't happen, try to start concentrating on what can happen,
yeah,
and all of the opportunities that are going to come in the future. Until then, there's actually a post on my Instagram. If you go down to April 28th, it's a drawing of a girl on her phone. It's a drawing of a girl on her phone, mm-hmm, and she is on her bed with pink covers over her. That drawing is filled with over 1,200 comments of people looking for pen pals. So if you want a pen pal, you can go through that and get some. I just wanted to share that.
Yeah.
As for navigating your feelings and what you're going through, I do want to say that the early 20s are really hard years. They're the years you're trying to figure yourself out. It's the years that you go out into the workforce, and now with COVID, that's another layer. So just be kind to yourself,
yeah,
and try not to criticize yourself or think of like, why did things go wrong or they didn't go how they're supposed to go.
Yeah.
And they're good years to kind of reflect and figure out who you are, what you like, what you don't like. I find that once you figure out who you are truly, that's when you're able to kind of connect with people more authentically. Because mm-hmm. if you don't understand yourself, then it's hard to express yourself truly to those people around you.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a bunch of forums online that there's people that feel the same way that you can connect with. But in my early 20s, I came to a new city away from family and friends. I had no family, had no friends, and I just concentrated on myself and art. So I think that my advice would be is to concentrate on what makes you happy,
yeah,
and surround yourself with people in that same kind of group, or what's a better word, in that same field.
Community
yep. or field. And just ask, I don't know if you're religious or if you, whatever, just ask the universe or whatever you believe in and let them know, you know, what you're feeling and what you would like, and try to concentrate on all the different ways that it can come to you instead of why it didn't come to you.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's huge, is to really like just dive into the communities that make you feel happy, and you'll find your people there. I just want to say, I don't know this person that sent this in, mm-hmm. but you sound so sweet and so nice.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for like what's coming up for you in the future. I just feel like you're going to like hit your like primes. Like I feel
yeah.
like good things coming to you.
Yeah.
This person
yeah.
that sent this in. So I'm like really, I'm excited for this person.
Yeah. I'm excited for you too. And 25 to 30, I think were my favorite years.
Uh-huh.
So You still have some years to figure yourself out, and who knows, those might be your prime years too.
And the last question is, who should I take with the 7th pick in my fantasy football draft? Last question, what is a good show to watch during this quarantine time?
Ozark is a good one that we were into. What was that other one that we were into about people camping out?
Alone.
Alone.
I only like the season on Netflix.
Yeah, which season is that?
Whatever the only one on Netflix is.
Okay, yeah, that one season. I mean, Alone is good. Ozark, we were binging, and right now we're watching Search Party. But those are the only three I can think of. How about you?
Yeah, those are good. Those are good. That's it. Search Party is really good, though. We just started watching Search Party.
I know.
Check out Search Party. It's on HBO Max. And there's 3 seasons. We watched the first season, and it's splendid. All right. That's it. That's all we got. Thank you, everybody, for joining. Thank you for all your words of wisdom.
Thank you for all your words of wisdom.
Great non-expert episode. I had a blast, like I always do with you.
Me too.
And now it's time to say goodbye.
Bye, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. Thanks for sending all the questions. I hope you have a wonderful day, night, or evening, and we will hang out next week.
Yes, very fun. We are actually talking about what we're going to do on the next episode.
I know. Actually,
yeah.
Really quickly.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do a poll online, but before we do a poll, I'll ask you guys, we have 2 different topics. Mm-hmm. One was to each do the Marcel Proust questionnaire, like Joey and I. I don't know if you guys would be interested to hear that. And then the other one is to talk about the 7 universal laws. Explain each universal law, how we've been using it in our lives or how we will use it in our lives. And these 7 universal laws, have existed and their teachings that are dated back over 5,000 years from ancient Egypt, ancient Greece, different spiritual laws that have been used pretty much around the world. Both of those are interesting to me. I'm kind of leaning towards the seven laws, the seven universal laws.
Hey, I like both of these ideas. So I think these are both on the docket.
I don't know
either. It sounds right. I've heard somebody say
I don't
say
have
it
a
before.
Doc. You have a doc?
No, I don't. But I like both of them. Let's do both of those coming up.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, I love you very much. Thank you for everything.
I love you. Thank you for everything.
And I'll see you right when we're done with this.
Yeah. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye. And the last question, what?
Excuse me.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.